The White House warns the war in Ukraine could spill over into U.S. cyberspace. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration is warning companies to prepare for possible Russian cyber attacks in retaliation for economic sanctions imposed by the U.S. The White House says there are increasing signs that hackers are scanning websites for vulnerabilities and taking other steps that could lead to an attack. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Hi, Sabri.
So who's this targeting? What companies is this warning for?
Okay, so the administration is broadly using the term critical infrastructure. President Biden addressed the Business Roundtable yesterday, which is an organization of corporate CEOs. He told them to get prepared for potential cyber attack from Russia, calling it their patriotic obligation to do so. And some specific examples of potential targets are water and power companies, hospitals. The administration says there was a classified briefing last week with hundreds of private entities they think are most likely to get attacked. They didn't give names. And while there's no imminent threat, the White House says they're seeing preparatory activity, which means Russia could be mulling over its options.
What do they want companies to do?
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger told reporters yesterday that they're worried some companies still haven't done everything they should. So that talking about their networks not being up to date. Here's some of what she said.
We continue to see adversaries compromising systems that use known vulnerabilities for which there are patches. This is deeply troubling. So we're urging today companies to take the steps within your control to act immediately to protect the services millions of Americans rely on.
And Neuberger said companies should take advantage of the federal government's Shields Up campaign, which offers things like a catalog of known vulnerabilities. So they want companies to get proactive, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
European Union leaders are working on a plan this week to jointly buy and store gas, hydrogen, and other energy supplies. Energy prices in Europe have hit record levels recently, even before the war. And then came the war. Europe is especially reliant on gas from Russia, and it's worried about disruption to supplies, which, again, were already running low before Russia's invasion. And of course, timing is everything here. This is all happening as demand for energy has been rising as economies reopen from COVID restrictions. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more.
Wholesale gas prices in Europe are currently more than five times the level they were at a year ago. The market has been highly volatile, largely due to fears the conflict in Ukraine could disrupt supplies. European governments believe that by working together to buy and store supplies of gas, liquid natural gas and hydrogen, they'll be able to reduce the risk of shortages, as well as mitigating and smoothing out future price rises. The European Commission published proposals to create such a system last year. A statement from this week's summit would provide much-needed political momentum to drive that process forward.
That's Theo Leggett with the BBC. After 2 days of paused railway shipments, Canadian Pacific Railway and the union representing 3,000 of its workers have agreed to binding arbitration. Why is that a big deal? It is a big deal because it means that the railroad will get back up and running. Shipments of manufactured goods and commodities can start moving again along North America's sixth largest freight railway. Millions of workers have left their jobs in the pandemic. People are leaving for greener pastures, higher pay, better bosses, more meaningful work, safer work. And that sometimes means completely reinventing their careers. And in some cases, going to trade school. Simone Rios of WBOR in Boston reports.
Danielle Shagnon taught math for the last 15 years. But at 38 years old, she decided to take a more hands-on path, carpentry. Shagnon holds up two pieces of window molding that need to be joined accurately at 90 degrees.
is there's so many little details that you'd never think of to make something that's supposed to be unnoticeable. It just blends in. It's really difficult.
After Shagnan took to making tables and cutting boards in her spare time, she decided to enroll in the carpentry program at Boston's 140-year-old North Bennett Street School. She'd been mulling the change for a few years, but COVID was the tipping point. Yet sometimes, with her bank account dwindling, Shagnan says she questions her decision. Tuition here is $25,000 a year.
But I'm doing something that I feel like is right for me, and so, yeah, I made the right choice.
The North Bennett Street School had to limit enrollment early in the pandemic to about 100 students, but now it's adding more space, and inquiries are up 25% over the past 2 years, even though some of what the school offers is very niche, like bookbinding and violin making. Sarah Turner is North Bennett Street School's president.
I do think people are taking a moment to assess what their values are, what the lifestyle is that they want. I think that's also a generational shift.
It's a shift that's coming at the right time, says Tony Carnevale of Georgetown University. Remember that new $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure plan? Carnevale says it'll mean more demand for tradespeople in the years to come.
And it's going to be within the next 6 or 7 months when infrastructure really hits the street, when the politicians finally cut the ribbons, the new bridge or the new whatever. Somebody's got to hire somebody.
The Associated General Contractors of America say the industry will add hundreds of thousands of new jobs each year to meet that demand. And in the first months of this year, the group reported hourly wages rose at the steepest pace in nearly 4 decades. In Boston, I'm Simone Rios for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.